We all know that we live in a world of disclosure, and I am no different. So here's mine. I offer investment advice through Private Advisor Group, which is a federally registered investment advisor. The opinions voiced in this presentation are for general use only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision. Thank you. Just keep working until you drop. Isn't the best retirement plan, but being methodical just might be. Welcome to Sky Blue Wealth Weekly, and thanks for joining us today. I'm your host, Eric Powers. If you're listening for the first time, I'm a certified financial planner and have been the owner of Sky Blue Wealth since 2008. Now, this is a podcast that you can count on to learn tactics for maximizing earnings and protecting your savings while digging into ways to take advantage of tax laws and updates that can benefit you. Strategies that are helping my clients ready themselves for the kind of retirement that they deserve. Today, we've got a tough topic to talk about. Living on Social Security alone, relying solely on it to make ends meet during retirement. There was a recent article about it, and it was very popular, so I figured we should probably discuss it. So if you'll hit that follow button to subscribe to our show and join all of our other listeners, we'd sure appreciate it. Now then, this article took a look at four people who are living solely on Social Security income, except for the one person who we'll save for last because she's an interesting case. I'm hoping this episode will prompt some listeners to step up their savings and investing. Also, the hope is that younger listeners will see the value in starting to save for the future, beginning with their very first paycheck and never letting up, because the methodical mindset towards saving can prevent so many Americans from having to depend on Social Security. And methodical is a powerful way to think about saving for the future. Why? Because it lets you off the hook for doing everything perfect right now. Also, it keeps you from having to be perfect with your plans and keeps you from thinking that you need to set records every year in terms of how much you earn. Just be methodical. Keep on keeping on, as my buddy used to say. Another buddy was telling me about this crazy documentary about a foot race with no end. They start with 100 runners and they go until one runner is left standing. The track is only a mile long and you get 20 minutes to make the loop or you're out. That sounds easy, right? Most folks can walk a mile in 15 minutes without being in a hurry. Well, the course has hills that make it a little tougher, especially after 8 or 9 hours of constant jogging or walking. As he tells me, there were a lot of fit people in this race, but after 60 miles, the majority of them had quit. Nearly the 90-mile mark, only 5 runners remained. Keep in mind, these guys were going day and night, so having to be at the start of the line right after each 20-minute segment ended, and then the next one began immediately. Eventually, only 2 men were left, but it became obvious who would win around the 123-mile mark. One appeared spent physically. He had looked impressive most of the film, even showing off with a super-fast lap at mile 75. The other man, he was methodical. He walked at the back of the pack much of the race, kept a constant pace, lap after lap, for about 16 minutes. A simple race, but this man, a former Navy SEAL, had a plan, and he stuck to it. He was the last runner standing after over 127 miles of non-stop forward motion over the course of a long weekend. That's the power of being methodical. And I promised myself here I was not going to make reference to the tortoise and the hare, so I won't. That mindset, though, can keep you from enduring tough times laid out in this article on Social Security dependence. Example number one was a former chef. His Social Security check is $1,400 per month, which is about $500 less than the current national average of $1,900 per month. And that's according to the Wall Street Journal. His reason for being solely dependent on Social Security? He never wanted to retire. He made pretty good money being a chef. He enjoyed the work. He didn't see a reason to stop. But he had no choice but to retire from that stressful work when he suffered complications from a heart condition. This gentleman had earned nearly $2,000 a week at the height of his earnings, according to the article. As for those medical bills, though, he was unable to pay them, but luckily a charity did connect with the hospital and did cover the charges, or actually around $100,000 of them. So the lesson here is, we can't always depend on our ability just to keep working and not having to worry about a retirement account. Health issues can stop our paychecks in a flash. By the way, hear this one. 1 out of 7 people age 65 and up are basically solely dependent upon Social Security. That's quite a few folks. Moving to the next example, though.
This lady had been on disability before signing up for Social Security benefits due to a polio-related illness. Her monthly Social Security check is barely over $1,000 at $1040. She has expenses above the normal stuff like groceries and electricity too, just like you and I. You don't think about this, but she has to also have help cleaning her house due to her condition, as well as the cost of meal prep. And she even has to pay for wheelchair maintenance, something you might think is covered by insurance or Medicare, but according to this report, it's not. All right, one myth to clear up though. Social Security was never designed to fully support Americans during their retirement. Never. Moving on to our third example of somebody living on Social Security income alone. And this lady was making the most of her situation. She was getting out and about to enjoy fellowship at a senior center, which has a $1 hot and healthy meal and subsidizes senior transportation, which is also just $1. She said that she regrets not learning more about money at a young age. That is so true of many Americans, and that does help so much. Also, her husband died, which left her budget lacking big time since he earned much more than she did. Plus, when she sold her home to move into a senior living facility, she only profited about $4,000. Now that's a big letdown, I'm sure. Some of that has to do with timing of when you're selling, but also has to do with the deal that you got when you bought the home, of course. But that was a tough break when she'd always envisioned netting about $20,000 to $30,000. Oh, and her monthly income check from Social Security was about $1,800. Folks, you know how expensive it is to live nowadays. It's 2024 and inflation is in effect. In her case, $21,600 is tough to stretch over 12 months. And get this, she's paying a big chunk of that income each month to a storage unit, $343 per month for a storage unit. She felt she needed the space after selling her house. That's one expense that would probably be wise to cut out, but still, I get it. It's hard to let go of our stuff, especially things with a nostalgic value. Okay, last example listed in this piece. Like I said earlier, her story is quite different from the others. For one, she could have kept working, but decided life is too short. Also, she used much of her savings to travel the world in years past. Her Social Security check is just shy of $2,000 a month at $1,970. But bad news, her Tesla payment is $700 a month. That leaves about $1,270 for necessities. While she's using Social Security for most of her bills, she does have a little saved, about $171,000. But she plans to spend a large sum of that next year on a big trip. Yep, she's still doing a whole lot of traveling. And how? Well, she house sits, which pays pretty well because you can't just hire anyone to trust in your home, right? It may be a low-skill gig, but it's valuable due to the trust factor. Plus, it gives her a free place to stay in a location that she may want to visit anyway. And house-sitting is a gig that senior citizens can do since it's not taxing either mentally or physically. But luckily, she's in good health anyways. And we can tell that by her ability to still do some globetrotting. So out of the four, she is in the best spot. Though the $700 car payment is a major problem when you're leaning mostly on Social Security. She seems to be in the best health out of the four people profiled, which can't be underestimated in terms of how our golden years are going to play out. And that's a topic we often discuss here and with clients. Ways to save on healthcare and insurance coverage. Tactics for setting up the best coverage for when you have to transition off from the company health plan, for example. My contact information is in the show description if you want to discuss retirement planning or have general questions. So schedule a call today. You can also go to skybluewealth.com and click the Contact Us link. Now for a quick recap. Too many Americans over 65 are dependent solely on Social Security benefits. Often, if not for the kindness of relatives, those Social Security checks would not be enough to keep the lights on, honestly. And we talked about how Social Security was created as a safety net, but not a full-blown retirement solution. Since the average check is currently $1,900, that's painfully obvious that you can't stretch that too far. As for the real-life examples we talked about, they all appear to be making the most of their financial situations. They all had community connections, friends that they spent time with, which is great in our age of loneliness. In fact, I encourage you to reach out to an elderly neighbor today. Just stopping by to ask how they're doing will mean more than you can imagine. Lastly, the main point I want to reiterate is being methodical about your financial planning. This simple mindset actually takes pressure off from you. It allows you to let time to be your ally in building a solid nest egg versus depending upon a fancy investing trend or a strategy that might not really hold up in the long run. Create a plan and stick to it. Well, I've got to go. Thank you for listening and get in touch with me for all of your financial planning concerns. I'd love to talk to you. Also, the name of that documentary is Just One Mile, in case you're interested.
Investment advice offered through Private Advisor Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.